This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your
fashion. G'day. It's a rather croaky but definitely non-feverish Dr. Carl here. And the obvious link to that is, of course, what is the universe made from? Well, 95% of it, roughly, is made up of the mysterious dark energy and dark matter. But focusing on the stuff we can see, practically all of that is made from atoms. But here are two slightly mind-bending secrets about atoms. First, they are mostly empty. And second, only about 1/10 of the mass of an atom comes from stuff that actually has mass. The rest comes from crazy quantum and relativity stuff. So in this episode and the next, we're going on a deep dive down into the subatomic to look at what exactly makes up an atom, those building blocks of the universe around us, and what gives them their mass. And to illustrate the point, I'll be focusing specifically on one part of an atom, the part called a proton. But first, a bit of atom anatomy. And we'll begin where all good science does, with firing one thing at another to see what happens. Way back in the early part of the 20th century, we were pretty sure that atoms existed. We also knew that they had positive and negative charges somewhere inside them. But we didn't know exactly where and how these charges were arranged. So, scientists such as Geiger, Marsden and Rutherford fired tiny particles, particles with an electric charge, at some very thin gold foil. So thin, it was only some 400 atoms thick. They figured that the charged particles that they were blasting at the gold foil might interact with the charged particles inside the atoms of gold, giving them some clues about how an atom was structured. Some of the charged particles that they fired at the gold went straight through the foil, unchanged. And some of the particles changed their path slightly. But to the researchers' absolute surprise, some of the charged particles came straight back at them. Reflecting on this bizarre finding, Rutherford said, and I quote, "It was almost as incredible as if you fired a 15-inch shell at a piece of tissue paper and it came back and hit you," unquote. So what does this tell us? Well, the scientists realised that there was a microscopic central core which the charged particles were bouncing off. We now call this the atom's nucleus. And this helped to develop our current theory of the atom, that it's mostly empty space, with a few tiny interesting bits in the middle and around the edges. And the nucleus, the bit in the middle, is very small, proportionate to the size of a whole atom. You can imagine the nucleus as roughly the size of a piece of fruit sitting all alone in the middle of a football field-sized atom. The interesting bits around this are the negatively charged electrons. These would be out in the stands where the crowd sits, except electrons are not stationary, they're whizzing around the stadium. And if we look more closely at our piece of fruit, the nucleus, the bit in the middle, this is where practically all of the mass of the atom is. Most atoms have two types of particles in the nucleus, protons and neutrons. Protons are positively charged, while neutrons have no charge. Protons and neutrons have a very similar mass, but protons are just a touch lighter. Now think back to the experiment where the scientists fired charged particles at atoms of gold. Some of the charged particles bounced off the atoms of gold and came straight back at the scientists. Results like this seem to imply that they were bouncing off a hard central core, namely our protons and neutrons in the nucleus. But no, if we take a closer look at what's inside a proton, as I mentioned earlier, only about 1/10 is made of things with actual mass. The rest of it is just an airy-fairy mess made up of our so-called crazy quantum and relativity stuff. But let's look first at the 1/10 with actual real mass. A proton is a composite object made up of particles called quarks, which are fundamental particles. A fundamental particle is one that is not made up of smaller particles, at least as far as we know. There are 6 types of quarks, with cute names such as top, bottom, beauty, charm, up, and down. And of course, there are antiquarks. To keep it simple, think of a proton as being made up of 3 quarks, 2 up quarks, and 1 down quark. We now know that these quarks have a certain amount of mass. In 2012, we discovered that they get their mass by interacting with the so-called Higgs field. Scientists worked this out using the Large Hadron Collider, which let us find the Higgs boson. Now here's something weird. The Higgs field gives mass only to fundamental particles, such as quarks. And when you do the numbers, the mass of the 3 quarks inside the proton adds up to only 9% of the total mass of the proton. Wow! So where does the other 91% of the proton's mass come from? Crazy quantum and relativity stuff, of course. And yes, I'll talk more about that next time.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.